This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livas. U.S. Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker says he won't appear before a House committee unless the panel drops its threat of a subpoena. Whitaker said in a statement Thursday the House Judiciary Committee is trying to create a public spectacle by authorizing a tentative subpoena for his testimony, even though he had already agreed to appear voluntarily. He's scheduled to testify Friday. U.S. President Donald Trump lashed out Thursday at congressional investigations of his finances and business dealings, spearheaded by newly empowered opposition Democrats. VOA's Steve Herman explains.
Asked about the House Intelligence Committee's decision to examine his finances, Trump is calling it presidential harassment. And he is blaming the committee's chairman, Adam Schiff, a California Democrat.
On what basis would he do that? He has no basis to do that. He's just a political hack who's trying to build a name for himself.
Hours earlier, Schiff had declared his committee would broaden its investigation to go beyond Russia and examine whether Trump's concern for his financial interests, whether in Russia, Saudi Arabia, or elsewhere, are driving his policy decisions and other actions as president. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
A judge ruled Thursday to unseal part of the search warrant that authorized last year's FBI raids on the home and office of President Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. But he said some parts should stay secret because making them public could jeopardize ongoing investigations. Cohen was sentenced to prison in December for crimes including paying two women to stay silent about affairs they claim to have had with Mr. Trump. A top European Union official called for a peaceful solution to Venezuela's crisis on Thursday through free and transparent presidential elections. This as desperate residents gathered at the Colombian-Venezuela border, demanding embattled President Nicolas Maduro allow in emergency food and medicine. The EU foreign policy chief said the coalition does not plan to impose a solution. This is VOA News. President Trump is responding to the scandal that has engulfed Virginia's top three elected officials, including Governor Ralph Northam, whose medical school yearbook featured a racist photo. A woman has alleged the state's lieutenant governor, Justin Fairfax, sexually assaulted her, which he denies. And the state's attorney general has acknowledged that he wore blackface once as a teenager. Mr. Trump tweeted Thursday that the response to the fallout has been politically biased. British Prime Minister Theresa May vowed she will deliver Britain's departure from the European Union on time following another session of talks. May says she'll achieve an orderly withdrawal agreement by the March 29th deadline, but it won't be easy.
Crucially, President Juncker and I have agreed that talks will now start to find a way through this, to find a way to get this over the line and to deliver on the concerns that Parliament has so we get a majority in Parliament. And I'm clear that I am going to deliver Brexit.
This promise comes despite fundamental differences over whether the draft withdrawal agreement May negotiated with the EU should be changed to address strong objections by British lawmakers. A debate is heating up in Kenya about the number of women seeking and dying from illegal and dangerous abortions. Abortion is illegal there unless a mother's life is in danger. The pro-choice group Maurice Stopes estimates about 2,600 women die each year from unsafe abortions, but some faith-based groups say women facing an unwanted pregnancy have other options. President Trump vowed to always protect people of faith at the annual National Prayer Breakfast in Washington Thursday. This comes 2 days after he offered a fierce denunciation of late-term abortion in his annual State of the Union address as he moved to re-energize evangelical voters. President Trump says all children, born and unborn, are made in God's holy image.
We must build a culture that cherishes the dignity and sanctity of innocent human beings. Life.
Some speakers at the event bemoaned the level of division in the country. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump spoke at an anti-drug conference in Maryland Thursday, saying recovery is possible.
Part of my Be Best campaign focuses on understanding the harmful effects of opiate abuse on our children.
Mrs. Trump addressed the Community Anti-Drug Coalitions of America's annual Youth Leadership Forum. She also visited the Office of National Drug Control Policy for a briefing. Satellite images released Thursday suggest Iran appears to have attempted a second satellite launch despite U.S. criticism that its space program helps the country develop ballistic missiles. Iran did not immediately acknowledge it. Get the latest news on VOAnews.com. I'm Nicole Livas, VOA News.